popular designer jeans from the 2000s that are just super nostalgic. First, we have Seven for All Mankind. Or was it Sevens? I don't know. I just called them my Sevens jeans. These A-pocket ones, in my opinion, were just elite. I thought that they were so cute. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like these were like the most popular ones. Just this like classic wash, and they were like boot cut probably. These were my first pair of designer jeans, the Sevens. These ones were also really cool. I wanted these pink ones so bad. Rockin' Republic. I never had these ones, but I wanted these so bad. I remember Rockin' Republic's just being like a little bit more expensive, and I don't know if that's correct, but that's how I remember it. And I remember I bought a pair, this exact pair, in Las Vegas, and they were $300. That was like equivalent to like $500 today. That is a lot of money. I had just gotten like a paycheck for like my first job or something, and I was like, I'm just gonna spend all the money, and I bought these, which I'm like, those are actually kind of fugly. Then we have the True Religions. These like never looked good on me. I don't know why, but I had a pair of them, and like I feel like a lot like of the bedazzled, they had like bedazzled ones that were also like really cool. Oh my god, I didn't even do that side. Oh. The thing about the early 2000s is like we just all, or I did, I don't know, cared about like what was on the back pocket of the jeans. Like that was like, I'm trying to think of something to compare it to these days, but like we all paid attention to what was on the back of the jeans. These Citizens are just classic. The thing also is like we didn't really have skinny jeans. Skinny jeans were not making their comeback quite yet. And so we always had to tuck these into like UGG boots or tuck them into boots, like, and it just looked really weird. Then we have the Hudson jeans. These also looked really weird on me. I think it was the jeans that had like the flap pocket. I don't know, they just were not flattering on me. But I really wanted them to be flattering. Then we have the AG jeans. I actually had a pair of these and they were literally my favorite jeans ever. And I do still find, you know, obviously these brands like are still popping, but, and I do find like a lot of jeans like this at the rack from time to time, but I'm curious if they're like still the same like low rise boot cut jeans from the 2000s. I know I'm probably leaving a few brands off this list, and I'm so sorry. It's been a long day. But yeah.